KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glenydon Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
And KQHR HD2 The Dells and Hood River 88.1.
Hey, Smarty Pants, I'm really cold. No, it's not my air conditioning. Today, I'm at the southernmost continent on the planet, the one with the fewest human inhabitants. It's the windiest, coldest, iciest place on Earth. Oh, and it's also a desert?
Huh?
Any guesses where I am? Did you say Antarctica? That's right. And yes, Antarctica is a desert. The largest in the world, in fact, covering 5.5 million square miles. Brr, I'm going inside the tent. See, a desert is a land area that gets no more than 10 inches of precipitation a year. Antarctica's the driest continent on Earth. It rarely rains or snows. And because it's so cold, when it does snow, the snow doesn't melt. It builds up over time to create massive ice sheets, 7 to 10,000 feet thick.
Whoa.
That's nearly 3 times taller than the tallest skyscraper.
It's not a very hospitable climate for people. Here on the coast, it's 14 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 degrees below freezing. And the interior is more like 70 degrees below zero.
Yikes. And I keep the ice cream in my freezer at zero.
Yikes is right. But as an Antarctic naturalist, a scientist who studies living creatures in their habitats, I'm here to see what all the cold weather critters who've adapted to this dry, chilly climate are up to. Like the albatross, the penguin, and the seal.
Sounds like everyone's going swimming?
Yep. Most Arctic animals spend a significant amount of time in or around the ocean. In fact, just below the surface of the newly recognized Southern Ocean, is a wild world of chases, captures, and escapes. Dining, playing, and mating, which also includes the largest animal on Earth. The blue whale.
Wow, a lot's happening in Antarctica, despite the below freezing temperatures.
Yep, you've got 8 types of whales residing in these waters, about 200 species of fish, 7 species of penguin, 60% of the world's seal population, and all kinds of invertebrates.
But how do all these cool creatures withstand such cold temperatures? Why do they live here? And how do they survive? It's time for another whiff of science on
Who's Smarted? Who's Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted?
Okay, I got my long underwear, a down snowsuit with a hood, a wool blanket, and a thermos of hot cocoa. I'm almost warm. I'll just hang out in the tent and keep an eye out using my trusty binoculars. Whoa, there sure are a lot of penguins out there.
Penguins are certainly the most common birds here. They live in huge communities known as rookeries. Emperor penguins have around 7,000 members in their rookery. Even the largest cruise ship couldn't accommodate all those penguins at the same time.
Do penguins only live in Antarctica?
Only emperor penguins, the largest penguins, and Adelie penguins live exclusively in Antarctica. Other penguin species who reside on the Antarctic coastlines have more widespread habitats around the world. These include the chinstrap penguin, named for the black band under its chin, making it look like it's wearing a helmet, and the rockhopper penguin, with its distinctive bushy yellow eyebrows, which make appearances in sub-Antarctic islands from South America to New Zealand.
So how do all these penguins stay warm in frigid temperatures? They're not wearing any long underwear.
Actually, they kinda are.
Huh?
Like seals and whales, penguins have a thick layer of fat, or blubber, under their skin. It traps their body heat and keeps them warm, just like your long underwear keeps your body heat in to keep you warm. Penguins also have multiple feather layers, short, overlapping outer feathers, which form a waterproof barrier, and fluffier feathers underneath for extra insulation, not unlike your down jacket.
Wow, these cold climate creatures had it all figured out long before we did.
They certainly did. According to fossil records, penguins evolved from flying birds, called petrels, about 50 million years ago. They also got a lot smaller. Some penguin fossils, estimated to have come from the Paleocene epoch, reveal penguins were once as big as your refrigerator.
Hey, who ate my shrimp salad?
And those giant penguins may not have needed to contend with cold weather. At one time, Antarctica was home to dense and diversely populated forests with temperate, perhaps even tropical temperatures. Researchers have found evidence that there were once rainforests near the South Pole 90 million years ago. But most experts agree the continent has become progressively cooler over the last 37 million years. Worldwide, there's a lot of bird species who feel the temperature dropping and simply migrate or fly away.
But penguins can't fly unless they hop a plane.
The captain has turned off the seatbelt sign. You are now free to waddle about the cabin.
Instead of flying, penguins evolved to be excellent swimmers, using their wings to push through the water and to dive down for food.
Penguin wings are more akin to stiff, short flippers, and their short little legs are set low on their body, giving them a funny little walk on land, but helping them, along with their tail, steer through the water. Penguins can cruise through the water at about 6 miles per hour, about the same speed you might ride your bike. Using their awesome diving skills, penguins can descend to depths of over 820 feet. But most of their dives average 32 feet.
Wow, I can only dive about 15 feet before I run out of breath. How long can penguins hold their breath?
Penguins can hold their breath for about 20 minutes.
Whoa.
And, unlike most birds, their bones are dense, making diving easier. Some species spend around 75% of their lives in the water. It's where they're most agile and where all their snacks are.
Ooh, krill!
Have you ever heard of krill, Smarty Pants? They're tiny shrimp-like plankton, and they're a major food source for marine animals. Besides penguins, what other creatures eat krill? A. Fish. B. Whales. C. Seabirds. Or D. Seals. If you said B. Whales, you're right. Baleen whales, like the enormous blue whale, are huge consumers of tiny krill. But if you said fish, seabirds, or seals, you're also right. Krill are a major food source for all kinds of animals.
Krill have a vaguely pink color, and penguins eat so many of them. Penguin poop is actually bright pink.
Pink is the new brown.
Of course, while seals do eat krill, fish, and squid, they're also carnivorous, so some seal species also eat penguins.
Seals spend a great deal of time underwater, too, where the temperature is constant and relatively warm compared to the fluctuating frigid temperatures on land. The water stays around 34 degrees Fahrenheit, about the same temperature as your refrigerator.
Fridges are great. But I wouldn't want to live in one.
Seals are naturally well adapted to the cold water with thick layers of blubber, offering both insulation and energy reserve. Plus, they have fur to keep them warm on land. Seals can dive 2,000 feet down in search of food, and their eyes are well adapted to low-light underwater conditions.
Antarctic seal species include Ross, Weddell, Crab Eater, Fur, Elephant, and Leopard. Ooh. Leopard seals are the fiercest and are one of the most ferocious hunters in the Antarctic, rivaled only by the orca or killer whale, which also happens to be their only predator.
What about the polar bear?
Polar bears live in the Arctic, up north, but not the Antarctic.
Leopard seals have strong, wide jaws and long bodies measuring around 10 to 12 feet. That's like two fridges stacked on top of each other.
Whoa.
They're built for speed in the water. Besides their seafood diet, leopard seals also feed on warm-bodied prey like penguins, seabirds, and other seals.
Fur seals are the smallest in the Antarctic, averaging 260 pounds.
Wait, that's small?
It is when you consider a male elephant seal weighs nearly 9,000 pounds.
Wow, no wonder they like to just lay around.
Yep, as graceful as seals are in the water, on land, they're a bit clumsy. Fur seals have long whiskers and a thick coat of fur. They have dog-like expressions and can be quite cute.
Oh.
On land, they're able to walk around on all four flippers. So they get around easier than the bigger seals. Fur seals and elephant seals like to hang out together on sub-Antarctic islands in large groups.
Hey, Smarty Pants, what do you call a group of seals? Call it out. I'm hearing a colony, a snuggle. Well, that's cute. A party, a pod, a rookery. Oh, like penguins. A herd or a womp of seals? Not bad. The answer is coming up right after this quick break. Now back to Who's Smarted? Okay, Smarty Pants, what do you call a group of seals? It turns out researchers use a variety of collective nouns like colony, rookery, herd, even a bob of seals. But the one that's used most frequently is a harem of seals. But wait, if seals are designed for water and are clumsy on land, why even go on land?
To rest and molt, which is shedding old hair. Also, seals give birth on land. Leopard seals prefer to remain solitary, as do Ross seals, which are pretty elusive, but fur and elephant seals enjoy hanging out in their harems, basking in the sun, snuggling, flapping fins, and raising their young. They're also good communicators.
Seals call to each other underwater, and the sound can even be heard above the ice.
Amazing!
Different seals make different noises. Adult male elephant seals use their long, elephant-like trunk, or proboscis, or nose, to make loud, roaring sounds, especially during mating season. Weddell seals trill, chirp, whistle, and buzz. They spend most of their time under the ice, attached to the coastline. Being under the ice provides safety from predators like killer whales and leopard seals. But in order to breathe, they use their canine and incisor teeth to break holes in the ice.
Hey, wait, you haven't mentioned the crab-eater seal.
Crab-eater seals live in the pack ice zone surrounding Antarctica. This is ice, not attached to the land, that can drift with the winds and currents. They like to grunt and groan.
Question, Smarty Pants. What do crab-eater seals eat? You probably said crabs. But guess what? Despite their name, crab-eater seals don't eat crabs.
Huh?
Nope. They mostly feed on krill. In fact, they have specially adapted teeth, allowing them to gulp in seawater and strain out the krill. So why are they called crab-eater seals?
The name comes from the German word Krebs, which covers other crustaceans besides crabs. Like krill, crab-eater seals are the most abundant seal species in the Southern Ocean, with an estimated population of 15 million. Crab-eater seals are also among the most numerous of the world's larger animals, apart from humans.
Speaking of humans, Antarctica has no citizens, no indigenous population, and no permanent residents.
Of course not. It's a frozen ice desert.
But there are about 66 scientific research stations scattered around Antarctica, filled with biologists, oceanographers, atmospheric scientists, climatologists, geologists, marine biologists, and naturalists like me. We stay here regularly for 3 to 6 months at a time, and sometimes as long as 15 months.
The Antarctic human population is between 1 to 5,000 at a time, with about 45,000 people per year dropping by on cruises and expeditions. So, if you really want to visit Antarctica, it's possible. But if it's too cold for polar bears, it's too cold for me. A big overseas shout-out to Smarty Fan Herbie in Pembrokeshire in Wales. We hear you've listened to every episode, some many times. We're so glad you think Who Smarted is a super fun way to learn cool stuff and that the trusty narrator is really funny. I won't argue with that. This episode, Antarctic Animals, was written by Libby Ward and voiced by Sophie Plitt, Brandon Bayless, Jenna Hoban, Gia Davis, Adam Tex Davis, and this guy, Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This is an Atomic Entertainment production.
ICANN is sponsored by our friends of the Oregon Association for Talented and Gifted, a nonprofit membership organization supporting gifted students, their families, educators, and communities. OTAG believes that every child deserves to experience the arts and to learn something new every day. For more information about OTAG, you can visit oatag.org.